You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Good morning, 97.1. It's a Wednesday. We've got a chance for you to win Lions tickets later in the show. Name that Lion. We'll play along. We've got Dan Campbell, 8 o'clock, Lions head coach out of the bye week. John, your power surge, always good for generating a conversation.
Yeah.
Twitch comment says, Indy should be number one, and Detroit shouldn't be one or even two. They're not in first place in their division.
Yeah, because that stupid tie. But I do, there you could make arguments for all of those.
Well, but even if Green Bay had lost the game to Dallas, the game they tied, they'd have two losses like Detroit.
Right.
And they beat
have
Detroit.
That, yeah, so, they have the head-to-head.
So Green Bay is in first place.
Yeah, but I think Green Bay, or I think Detroit plays better on the road, and they're more consistent in both locations than Green Bay has been.
Unless Green Bay's waking up with a 10-point win against Pittsburgh Steelers on the road last week. Look, the beauty of this is Detroit isn't going to be held to week one. They're going to have Thanksgiving to right that wrong. But that is still a month away.
Well, and you look at this and you say, okay, well, you know, how does Philly lose to the Giants?
Yeah.
That would be, I think, equal to the Lions if they were to drop this one to the Vikings this week. Now, all of a sudden, that's a huge blemish. Like, some of these teams just have that huge blemish on their record. And, it's Green Bay has a huge blemish on their record.
You had Lions 1, Colts 2, Eagles 3, Chiefs 4, Bills 5, and Rams 6. Notably, Green Bay left out. For the doubts that center around the Lions, right? The guy that says they shouldn't be 1 or 2. For the people who don't view them maybe as a Super Bowl contender, what's holding you back? Like, no judgment. If you're a self-anointed Lions hater, you just don't see it. You have your doubts, mm-hmm. however you would define that. What's holding you back? Like, when you hear John put him number one, and if you're kind of shaking your head, why are you shaking your head?
Even if I put him at four, they're still a Super Bowl contender.
There are people who don't feel that way. So I would like to try to get their feedback on this. 248-539-9797. I think they know where you stand, and I'm right there with you, by the way. I think mm-hmm. this team is the best team in the NFC as we sit today. Expect this team to be in the Super Bowl, and nobody scares me in the AFC. So we are talking about a Super Bowl football team.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who don't see it the way we see it, like, we are a show of discussion. What are we missing? What are you seeing? What's holding you back? What do they still need to prove to you? Because there are some big games coming up, right? They're going to face the Eagles in Philadelphia. They're going to face the Commanders, who dealt us that awful blow last year in the postseason. What do you need to see from the Lions? Maybe it's from a position group. Maybe it's from a player. Maybe it's a specific game that you're waiting to see. 248-539-9797.
The one thing I think would hold them back, and obviously I think they're a Super Bowl contender, the one thing that will hold them back, and I mentioned this yesterday, if Taylor Decker can't go for an extended length of time. If this shoulder issue becomes a bigger issue towards the end of the season, Skipper's not going to get it done.
And if not Manu, for four straight playoff games or three straight playoff games.
And if Manu can't even come back, like you're down to Skipper is your backup tackle on both sides. He's your swing tackle. If all of a sudden, God forbid, he goes down, now what are you doing? You got a what is it, Iwusika out there, or do you put one of the guards out there and put Iwusika at guard? I mean, is what do you do? That's why yesterday I said the need, and I know you said, well, there's not a starter, it can't be a need. Yeah. Is to go out there and solidify that offensive line. Bring in another tackle that is not looking for a starting tackle, but somebody that is more capable than Dan Skipper. And I'm not saying get rid of Skip. He's great as bringing in the extra offensive lineman. You want to go big, all that stuff. That's fine. But if he is forced to start in the last 10 games, four of them, that's a huge concern. If he has to start any game in the postseason, huge concern.
It's a red flag.
Yeah, I mean, if they play Green Bay in the postseason. Yeah. You want him blocking Micah Parsons?
Or Rashawn Gary and how they can mix it up with those two guys on the edges. Yeah. Look, we learned this the hard way last year. It's a single elimination format. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if you were the better team in the regular season or if you have more all pros or if your roster is chock full of stars. It's single elimination, man. And your weakness on the wrong day ends your season. What's holding you back? If you're someone sitting out there on the sideline, not quite in the Super Bowl party, mm-hmm. viewing this team as a real Super Bowl contender. Let's get to Steve in Clinton Township. You're on 97.1.
Hi. I just don't think I love them, but I don't think they're number one only because their two losses were against Green Bay and Kansas City. They've looked kind of, not like a great team. Like I understand Campbell goes for, fourth downs and this and that. But last week, he goes for the fourth down, and then, St. Brown, he drops it, which he doesn't normally do. In the first half, they missed the field goal. Bates usually doesn't miss a field goal. They just look like they're flawed. And I love the Lions, and I want to believe it, but they just haven't, proven yet. I understand they're going to play against, good teams coming up. But
so that's what I'd ask you. So is it, hey, they win in Philadelphia and Steve's on board, or they have to look a certain way? Like, what are you waiting to see?
A little more consistent, but definitely a win in Philadelphia, and then I'm on board. I'm like, okay, yeah, you guys obviously are the pros, but no more than me. But win in Philadelphia, definitely, because then they're going to the Philadelphia Super Bowl champion, contender, and then yes, that proves it to me right there that, yeah, they can go to the Super Bowl and win it.
At that point, Ali McNeil will be, in his fourth week back?
Yeah.
Should be peaking.
I also, I want to make sure that we don't discredit some of their wins, because it feels like as soon as the Lions beat someone, it's all of a sudden, it's not a great win. And I know that Baltimore has fallen apart, especially with Lamar not being healthy. It sounds like he's going to be back this week. He's been full go at practice. But that win at Baltimore was a huge win. And the win against Tampa on Monday night was a huge win.
Those were primetime games against teams that I think are going to win their division. Those are playoff teams that the Lions played in primetime and handled their business. And looked really good.
So my whole back would be, and why I put Philly ahead of them right now, and even in, when you go to the power rankings, the Colts is the offensive line, like John. And I fear that in this window of success over the last few years for the Lions, you go back to the end of 22 even, that is this really going to happen to us? That the strength is become the weakness and it's going to cost them. That's like super cruel. And that might be my Lions history coming out, where really everything else was ready to click. And then it's the offensive line and the Ragnow retirement that cost them.
I'm not really that concerned about the interior of the offensive line. My major concern is the health of Taylor Decker.
Yeah, I know. But if he's here, then you are retooling potentially because of this. There's a snowball effect. I'll say this. I'm not blaming it on Ragnow necessarily. I'm in the moment it is Decker concerns. But the overall thing is that one of the best offensive lines in football is what ends up costing them. It just didn't time out right, you know? I will say what's encouraging to me is they're eighth in total offense and eighth in total defense.
Right.
When I looked up the defense, I was a little surprised by that. You know what? Super Bowl champions are usually top 10 in both.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to get to the phones here in a second. Want to know from you if you're someone skeptical, you have doubts, you call yourself a Lions hater or not, what's holding you back from believing in this team as a Super Bowl team? Ticket Tech says, with the deadline approaching, I'd love to see Brad get some help on the offensive line to John's point. That's Joey in a van. They need to consistently beat top-tier teams like Green Bay and Kansas City. Right now, they're 2-2 against such teams. Anyone who says the Lions aren't in a select group of the top teams aren't looking at the rest of the teams in the league. Everyone has blemishes, many ugly blemishes. Every team has flaws. I guess when you have Daryl from Macomb calling in, this is what you get, Nick in Clarkston. Well, if you are Daryl in Macomb, call in and defend yourself. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Nick. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
What's up?
Good.
Good, good. So I'm not a Lions hater by any means. I love this team. I think right now they're a glass cannon where I think they're capable of beating any team that they come up against at any given week. But if any injury comes their way, I know it's next man up, but I think this team could fall apart. It's our depth chart has taken a big hit in the secondary and our offensive line. It seems like our only strongest, most stable core is our wide receivers right now. And if we could get a couple of key pieces, like in that offensive line or in that secondary, we could really just knock it out of the park.
So they didn't prove to you last week when, as you say, you know, if they get a key injury, I mean, everyone in the secondary was out, yet they played well enough to get a win against a team that throws the ball around.
No, you're absolutely right. And I praise the defense for it. It's just how many times can that happen?
Well, it happened 15 times last year when the defense was just devastated with injuries up front, different position, but
you're right. And I don't want to, like, I'm not trying to doom and gloom.
No, and Nick, I don't want to accuse you of that. I actually just want to follow up. I'm not interrogating you. Like, is there a certain thing you need to see? Is it a certain game they need to win, a certain position group? You know, you highlighted some of the areas they're banged up. Like, what do you need to see to be like, hey, man, I'm right there with you guys. This team's winning the Super Bowl.
It might be the Commanders. I think if we can really put that behind us, and I think that we will, but if we can go in there and win and really exercise those demons from last year, there's nothing holding us back.
Appreciate it, Nick. Good stuff.
Like they did against Dallas last year.
Or even San Francisco the year before. Yep. They had something to prove in that spot. Remember, there was a spot they didn't need to win. But
right, but they went out there and they admitted that, like, hey, that one bothered them.
Yeah, it was intentional.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Twitch says they'll be judged by Thanksgiving Day.
Green Bay.
Yeah. And a couple texts echoing it says, it's going to suck if we lose the North because of a stupid tie. And regardless of where you have the Lions or Green Bay, the Packers are winning the division. Their schedule is exponentially easier than Detroit, even though I think Detroit's the better team.
You can win the division because of the tie, too, by the way.
Right.
Simply, if each team wins out, you get to Thanksgiving, you beat them, you're ahead of them by the tie.
Yes. Right.
Can I say something here just in what we're trying to do?
Yeah.
Everybody's either going to one extreme or the other. This is just constructive criticism. If you think the team has a flaw right now and therefore you don't have confidence, that doesn't make you a bad person.
No, and we're not vilifying anybody, by the way. No,
right. It's just like, I think the way the world is right now, where one thing has to be 8 miles over here or 10 miles over here, and there can't be some middle ground here. That's what we're just trying to do.
Right, and we're able to discuss that, like the last caller that called in and said if there's an injury. Well, we had 3 injuries and a suspension last week, and so I'm just trying to point out where I think, where I'm coming from, not necessarily in terms of the power surge, but in terms of the obstacles that this team has been able to overcome.
Get to Duncan in Detroit. Duncan, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, fellas?
Good morning.
So I'm an optimist. So my first thing is, Alain McNeil being back, I don't know how many people don't remember how great we was with defense last year before him and Hutch went down. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he's going to disrupt that pocket, get a quarterback, no time to throw. And I think that's going to help our defense tremendously. My only knock is I'm worried about Jared Goff not throwing the ball to J-Mo deep. He doesn't do it. I can't understand why. Like, he's a 4-2, most DBs is not as fast as. Give him a try. Give him a chance. And I think at least twice a game, and they open up the offense even more.
There's another gear to this offense, and it's one where he's featured. We've taken phone calls on J-Mo a couple days in a row here now. They got to protect up front. John, to your point about making sure they're stable up front.
Yeah.
And those shot plays are going to come.
So here's what I'm taking out of that. I'm reminded of John Madden had this rule with Randy Moss. He said, I would throw it up to him twice a quarter. Before it was a thing, F it, Randy Moss down there somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, are we saying that Jameson Williams is to that level of Randy Moss? And look, Madden said, hey, look, that's 8 times a game. So, no, I don't think we would do it 8 times a game, but are we at that point with J-Mo where
2 times a game?
Yeah, throw it.
Once a half to challenge?
F it, J-Mo down there somewhere.
Ideally, it's coming off of hard play action,
sure.
Safety's biting, he gets a step, and you just go, hey, go get the football. Ticket text on something that's holding them back. Easy answer, Jared Goff. We can't win a Super Bowl with him at quarterback. Another one says 2 reasons. Goff is not firing on all cylinders this season. And the Lions' defense prior to now. I don't understand what that means. It says, I hope they learn their lesson from the Tigers. Sitting on your hands does nothing when a championship is within reach. Steve in Rochester. They have no edge opposite Hutch is the biggest reason. A secondary prone to injury and Goff chokes under pressure equals no Super Bowl. These are the concerns people have. I believe this offense still has another level to unlock. They've looked great at times, but there's still something a bit off from last year with Ben Johnson's offense. Great teams get better as the season goes, though, and I have confidence in this team to be playing their best ball offensively when it matters most.
So, in regards to Jared Goff, does anybody really believe he's having a bad season? Like, I mean, he's 13th in total passing yards, but his completion percentage is 75%. And he hasn't hit J-Mo deep, but J-Mo has, in large part, and I know this is why people say, oh, well, you're paying $30 million for a decoy. Defenses have been taking away J-Mo. Amon-Ra St. Brown is going off so far this year. So if a defense is trying to take away J-Mo, they can't take away both. They're trying to take away the explosive play. And it's death by 1,000 cuts when you have Amon-Ra St. Brown for 12, Amon-Ra St. Brown for 15, Laporta for 8, Jahmyr Gibbs for 25.
Yep.
I just don't. I'm not buying into that.
Jared Goff on the season, 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
If you want to tell me he could have played better in certain spots, like they needed to score more than 7 points in the second half at Arrowhead, hey, I'll listen to that. If you don't like the points they left on the table against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday Night Football, cool, heard, gotcha. But I also don't think he's having some terrible season.
Right.
And I do think it comes back to what you continue to point out. Taylor Decker, getting him right, solidifying a consistent front five, because then you'll run it, you'll have time to get J-Mo the ball, and Goff's going to have fewer mistakes. I mean, it all just goes back to that. Tech says it's unrealistic to think the Lions will win every game. I'm on board that they've shown they're a contender. They've shown they can make the postseason, and I think it's a Super Bowl team. Guys, it's got to be a dominant win against the Packers on Thanksgiving to right the wrongs, Tom and Canton. The biggest shortfall is Goff. He's a pocket quarterback. When the pocket crumbles, so does he. Kevin in Farmington Hills. Love the Lions. I'm looking for them to prove they can win a close game against one of the other top teams. So they get punished because Tampa didn't keep it close.
Right.
That's what that text is telling me.
Yeah.
If Tampa would have scored a touchdown in the fourth to make it a one-score game, then this guy would have been satisfied.
Right. Or you go to Baltimore and you put up 38. Now, I know the defense isn't great this year, yeah, but you come away going to Baltimore with a win and find a way to stop Lamar Jackson with 7 sacks.
Yep.
And Derrick Henry.
But apparently it wasn't a close game, so it doesn't count.
It was closer than Tampa.
I know. He says they have to win a close game against the top team.
Okay.
Defense stepped up against the Bucs. The caller was right about injuries, though. Practice squad guys aren't going to sustain long-term. Get a decent edge in a corner, and we're good.
Well, I agree that week in, week out, you don't want to have a whole bunch of backups in there. But Kirby Joseph will be back. Brian Branch will be back this week. And I
DJ Reed and Terrion Arnold at some point, too.
Right, and I think Amik Robertson has played really well. And he may not be a quote-unquote starter, but I think on a lot of other teams, he would be.
We all want the Lions to add because we want them to get better. And if you're not getting better, you're getting worse, and other teams are going to add. But it's going to be tough to predict the injury that you're filling.
Right.
Right? Like
at this time of year.
Right. Hey, I got to make a decision next Tuesday. Who's going to get injured in January? And I got to be right. You know what I'm saying? Like when you really think about it like that, like, yeah, they should do their due diligence and bolster some key position groups. But the wrong guy gets injured in January and you're going to have to make up for it in other areas.
Right. Which, okay, we saw him do week in, week out
on Monday
last week.
How about Aleem McNeil? Let's connect some dots here.
Yeah.
The Legion of Whom had a great day. A lot of that's because Aleem McNeil and the D-line did their job and Baker was uncomfortable. He missed some guys that were open because I think his timing was off in that Monday night game.
Well, it was off and he was getting hit. He was getting pushed out of the pocket. And that's kind of where he excels, is being that gunslinger, get out of the pocket and make something happen. But he just couldn't do it against this defense.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.